Yes, so I think in the transition from laboratory discoveries to technologies in materials research, we have to distinguish two limits. One is where we're doing really applied research, where we're designing or optimizing materials for existing applications for specific societal challenges that we've already identified. And this can already be quite fast when the technology already exists, but when we're trying to do fundamental research to improve its properties. I'd say it's also being accelerated at the moment by high throughput and machine learning methods and the use of artificial intelligence. And also what's becoming extremely important is the push to open science, both open access to scientific publications and open data, which is really not just in materials research, but is accelerating the entire scientific progress. But I want to emphasize, though, if we're only doing work on applied research, then we're limiting ourselves to applications that we've already been able to envisage. And with that, we're never going to discover something really new or go in new directions. And so we also need really frontier research, curiosity-driven research, also in material science, even though it seems like a very applied topic, really to push the boundaries of knowledge in new directions. And there, of course, there can be a very long time lag. There might not even be an application waiting for such a material that can really use the discovery at the moment. But by advancing human knowledge through frontier research today, we'll be able to put ourselves in a position to face the major societal challenges that we have tomorrow.